We are recording.
Yay!
And welcome to our fifth player of the session, our air conditioner.
Yeah.
It's really not bad, though. I listened to the blast from last summer, and it was...
I found a plug-in that does a really great job of removing background
Yeah.
noise.
Oh, well, I guess you have to listen to it. No, we don't. Because you take care of it. So we don't even know.
It's Shay's horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it is your horse. There you
actually the
go. Good
boy.
call.
Now you don't have to get rid of it.
Shay's horse is my neighbor at the Ren Fair. Shay's horse is my neighbor at the Ren Fair.
Oh my god, Boyd.
Boyd!
Was that their name?
Yeah. We'll talk about
Can't
Boyd
wait.
Later.
Tell Chris
oh,
all about
can't
it.
Wait to meet Boyd.
Oh, Boyd. Just Ren Fair mansplaining. Yeah,
love that for you.
Just a different
it's
flavor.
An insecure theater kid.
Yeah,
love that for you.
Not theater kid though. He thinks he's a theater kid and he's not. Sorry, I could go on. We should play D&D though.
Tech yeah. crew.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Wants to be.
They tried out, didn't work out. They said, "How about you run the lights?"
It's like, I just want to stay close
because I'm too good. I'm like too bad.
If it's his breakfast set, I would take up too much space on the stage.
Yes, that's it. That's
so
it.
He said I'd be better at the lights because I have a natural affinity for the lights and nobody else can run them as good as I can. And I have been running those lights better than anybody has.
Mm-hmm. Void, is that you?
Void? What are you doing here, Void? I didn't want to see you again.
I know so many Voids in my life.
Fair.
Yeah.
But last time. after receiving a vision in a burrow, you all are concerned for the center of the forest and what might perhaps be slumbering beneath it. And so you decided to investigate some temples, some shrines.
Oh, I didn't hear. I misheard you, and I thought you said timbles, fuck, I don't know what.
Tidbits here. Here does
yeah.
tidbits.
I was like, what?
You're gonna get a dozen and fuck them up. and so this took you to a ruin outside of Colaste, where you found a well-concealed little lodge, and which you very quickly discovered was full of traps. Mahogany discovered the hard way. But once you manage to get into this this lodge and disarm its mini traps, you found a deceased elf in the back, body, his corpse sort of mummified from age, had locked himself in a room with where he had written on the wall over and over again, "It is coming for me." You also found a sword. Free sword.
Yeah. Free sword.
The shrine for this location, you're pretty sure, is beneath a nearly frozen lake. So you decided to maybe come back later, get a little more information before diving into its frigid depths, and headed back to Colaste. You got close and came into a town in a bit of a uproar. Crowds packed the docks, shouting across the river at the Dragomir Estates, where you found out that the beloved folk hero bandit, Asper, has been captured by the Dragomirs, who had put a bounty on him. It apparently had sprung some sort of trap on him, you know, falsely about diamonds that he was intending to steal and turn over to the churches. Anyway, he's locked up in their own private dungeon. The people have been revolting about this, but the Dragomirs have cloistered up on their side of the river and have built a large gallows that the people have knocked down twice already.
Get it. ACAB man, ACAB. Get it.
So you did a little investigating, heading to the library where you met the kindly librarian, Karloff. An expert on the historic and lost cities of Sujarus. And he found out that the Lakeside Spire had once been a temple of Morad. And He agreed to research the sleeper beneath the roots for you all. So you headed to the guardhouse for more information, where you found the overworked Jim, who was by himself, keeping sort of the roundier elements in check and in jail, including one person who wanted to blow up the distillery. Perhaps an ill-conceived notion of fighting for justice.
Perhaps.
But you met up with Praga, to let you know that the guard captives across the river trying to negotiate with the Dragomirs, trying to avoid bloodshed, trying to avoid Asper being put to death. But she would help you cross the river if you'd like. You met with Keeper Warmbirth, who was able to lift the script from Ruko's chest. And so you also bought some swift horses at Big Harry's Horse House. And Praga's people row you across the river to the Basker docks on the far bank. You slipped ashore, considering the risk to your own reputations in the city if you intervened in Asper, but also considering your own conscience if you didn't try to intervene. That's where we left off with you on this side of the river, quite unsure if you were going to proceed along to the next shrine or if you were going to try to intervene and save Asper's life.
Can we have a small retcon?
Perhaps.
And not be idiots and leave this town without buying potions.
Oh, yeah.
Potions. I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, oh, no, we didn't buy a single potion. And we in trouble.
What kind of potions do you need?
Greater is 500. Regular is 50.
Regular is 50. Greater is 100.
Oh, 100?
Yeah, superior is 5.
Oh, great. So that's 10 platinum then, right? Okay, I will buy 4 greater.
I've got a superior and a greater, so I'm good. Just a main one.
Yes, I use so many potions, though.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, I really went through what was supposed to be the party supply. Actually, I'm just going to put them in the party bag. Party inventory.
I think I can also make healing potions.
Yeah.
So let me... You're gonna retcon buying one. I'm gonna retcon make one.
The bloody cloak of protection. Did we need to get that cleaned?
No, you were able to press the. Yeah, have it pressed and digitated.
Who took that?
It's in the party thing.
Oh.
I'm gonna. While you're doing that, I'll add a real cloak of protection in there.
Would it take too long for me to get the sword I found identified?
Not at all.
Could I have done that while they were all running around with potions?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, I should have done this. 3, 4. Oh, and then I... Jesus, Caitlin.
I can wield a long sword in one hand, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's versatile.
Right. Okay.
I put 4 individuals in there instead of just increasing the quantity.
It was really nice, though, right? Or
yes.
Like, did I? If it wasn't, if I didn't get the hint that it was magical, I wouldn't have
done it. But,
and we're going into the cold if we continue on our path, right?
But we're resistant to cold.
Yeah, I'm asking about the. Cloaks situation.
You can't double cloak, right?
Oh, is that why we're not using the cloak? Because we can't double cloak?
Can't double cloak.
You can't?
Not quite. I was wondering.
Should we just sell it or?
No.
No, okie doke.
Let's keep it.
No, what if we go vacation somewhere? No, tired of the cloak.
And then you want a cooler cloak.
I cannot take these things from my bag without my consent. We must keep this cloak.
Consent stuff. I did tell Caitlin about
all the
stuff with our other party, and I'll update you guys
the
later.
Tea.
to you later.
I'm excited for the game.
Okay, so when it comes to party inventory, do we need to keep something on ourselves if we want to be able to use it during combat?
Yes.
Okay, I'm only putting 2 greater healing potions in there.
I have 2 regular potions. Should I get any? Oh, no, never mind. I have 1 greater, 2 regular. That should be fine, right?
And then mine.
A dong we plan.
Yeah, right.
What level are you guys?
5, right?
Yeah, we're just 5.
5, as he's looking at his difficulty. But, don't mind me. Don't mind me, he said.
Only a level 5.
Just a teeny weeny
5.
What if we said 6?
I don't think that's in our neighbor. Yeah. We're 4. We're 4th level.
We need to level up to 5.
Or maybe instead of adjusting whatever you're adjusting, you should just make us level up to 6.
Oh, okay.
Now, something happened.
Convinced.
Convinced. Did it.
So when I filled this out, I had a plus 10 to my longbow, but now it says it's only a plus 9. Nothing would have changed. Did I just have a stroke?
I mean, poor Gomilla's dose.
Because it's strength modifier plus proficiency for your attack bonus?
For bows, it's dex.
Yeah, so that's higher. What's our proficiency right now?
3.
It is 3. 7. So where do I get the extra 2 or 3 from?
Go plus 1.
It's plus 1, so that's still only 8. And then how did I get to 10?
You have a plus 1 longbow.
Yeah.
I get sort of 8.
Plus yeah, that's 8. Still at 8. But then this says 9.
I'm looking at your character sheet that says 10.
It definitely says okay, cool. 10 is great. Let me just close this and I'll open it again. I don't know what I'm looking at. Oh yeah. Yeah. So I'm not crazy. You love to hear it.
Did you did you need a refresh? Is it still like on the heavy level?
I just closed it. Still no, it has me at 5. But it still says 9. That's wild.
Do you have a special thing with Rosalind?
Pretty nice. No, nothing with Rosewood, but do I have something?
I turned mine off. I could not.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me. My hand wasn't anywhere near those dice.
The game marks. Oh, has mahogany. Okay. I was like, it says mahogany.
I didn't do it. That's wild. So, what else is wrong? Well, it was right the other day, so it should be fine.
+3, +7, +1 is 8. Do you have a feature? Makes you +2.
I have
fighting style archery.
Yeah, archery gives me +2.
So that's 10.
Well, why is this wrong?
Who knows?
Yeah,
because it's right over here.
So. Yeah, that's wild. The fact that it's different.
Is it the app?
I just closed it and reopened it. Like, force closed it.
That so, was my question. But it doesn't cancel.
Yeah.
I wonder if it doesn't cash in.
No, absolutely.
I mean, that should
I use the mold
take care of any caching, right?
No.
It's really hard.
Well, I also restarted my phone this morning, too.
Caching like files that are stable.
Well.
But, anywho, you're plus 10.
Sorry.
You're getting your sword identified. So this is a little flashy back to you all have just bought your horses. Your horse is stabled outside. Mahogany's looking at her bow, trying to figure out like why it's not pulling as sharp as it should.
Trying to fix it.
So you go into little magic shop. Brain's all fried. Okay, you go to the Iron Hearth.
We've been there before, right?
You have been there before, yes.
Sorry.
But I have these all mapped. Yeah, I think it's Yarik, the dragonborn.
Oh.
Yarik.
He used to talk to him previously. But anyway, he says, you can have a sword identified, huh?
Oh, yeah. Do you have time to do that quickly?
Of course. I especially would I be if I couldn't identify a magical sword.
Not a great one like you are.
Hey, a flattery will get you everywhere.
Discount.
So he holds it for a second and concentrates, casts the little spell. Then he just gives an appreciative whistle. I said, wow, this is quite the sword.
Ooh, that's really good.
He takes a little silk handkerchief out of his pocket, throws it up into the air. As it floats down, the sword like cuts it neatly in half.
Wow.
He says, this is a sword of sharpness.
That's really good, though, right? That's
it is sharp.
Oh, it's a really good sword.
So it's a sharp sword?
It's very sharp. So at an above table, when you attack an object with this magic weapon, and you maximize your weapon damage against the target.
Nice.
Whenever you attack a creature with this weapon and roll 20 in the 20... whenever you critically hit with this weapon, the target takes an extra 14 slashing damage and gains an exhaustion level.
Whoa!
So it's plus 14 if you crit and an exhaustion level?
Yeah.
Fuck!
That's does like it say crit or 20?
Well, 20.
Because crits are different. Yeah, for sure. So is this a legendary blade?
It's very rare.
Ooh! Can you tell me anything else about it, like how old it is, or maybe if you have any idea where it could be?
He says, I don't recognize the maker mark, but it looks to be Elven of Make. He says, looks to be early in the current era, maybe. I had to guess based on the techniques used. This is still pretty early on in the magical smithing days. I guess this is probably 700 years old-ish.
Okay.
Was this the sword we got in the little hidden
drop log? Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's dope, man.
That's really, really dope. No, I kind of laughed because I'm like, Sword of Sharpness. What a name for.
Right.
Say what you really mean.
I would say it's a nerf, per se. Well, is it a nerf?
Oh, is it?
It has been nerfed a little bit.
Really?
That's the sword that cut off Matt's character's arm.
Yeah, the Vorpal sword.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It no longer cuts off legs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll add it to your character sheet.
Thank you.
Sure.
Too bad I don't have mastery.
You're a fighter, though. You could pick it up real fast, right?
Fighters can change their masteries and they get a rest.
Yeah, you can change your...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I thought
Weapon Master was made for fighters.
I was going to say, I thought I had to... But I just had to find a trident somewhere. Oh my! Why did I take that? I don't know.
It does require treatment.
Okay,
but it is in your inventory.
Huddle it tonight.
Also, I'm gonna say any critical hit will trigger the.
That is nice.
I was like, because you have not rolled them any. at all.
I mean, I think that's the intent.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you.
Yay! That's awesome.
Kind and benevolent.
Thank you.
Just remember this later when I'm murdering.
when the reason you asking us what level we were at comes up, just organically.
I mean, I was just double checking to make sure that level 5 characters could have very rare items.
Oh. Well, I mean, you're the in charge, right?
Yeah, they've suggested.
Is level 5, is it allowed?
One.
Cool. Oh, like for the party?
Yeah.
Oh, for the whole party.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that way.
Okay. Each. We should get one each.
It's like everything is sword sharpened.
It's so good.
we're just, our team name is just the swords or sharps.
Your team name just, same gear. It's like, you all have like the winter wolf cloaks, and all have the swords of sharpness.
One is just like, that's such a good sword. Like, I'm shocked we have it. Like, it's, wow. Shocked.
You all have a purple iron stone, you know.
You almost got stabbed by it.
Yep.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And the limb it would have taken off would have been my head! I'm too dexterous for that sword.
It would have tried to cut your head off. It would be like, oh shit, I was nerfed. It would have just bounced off.
Just bounced off. Oh, wouldn't have done any damage if it got my head. Anywhere else, you're fucked.
Just a small laceration.
And the sword wasn't making an attack roll, right?
It was a threat.
It was so there, I was never in danger of plus 14.
I would not decapitate a player for a trap in a hunt.
Yeah, for a bit trap.
No, that's not to say I would never decapitate a player.
No, yeah.
But for a trap.
Not enough glamour.
So, anything else in the flashbacky era?
I named my horse.
What did you name
it? Petunia. Looking up pictures, what did she look
like? Can I trade my leather armor for studded leather armor, or
yes.
Does it take too long?
Yes, you absolutely can.
The guy
who buys the sword from is like, oh, let me help you with that. He just pops some studs in there for you.
Oh, thanks. I feel sharper. How much do I owe you?
Kind of takes it in, like, because it's, you know, a little oversized on you.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I don't trade the leather. I was like, why do I have leather armor? I need to buy armor. I need to buy some leather armor.
I was about to be like, oh.
I totally forgot that I am ill-fitting. Yes. Oh my god, we can't go on this mission while I look like this.
he feels better.
Alright, so it's 45 gold pieces for studded leather.
Okay.
Are you interested in some magical stud leather? Anything you have in the pocket?
Ooh. Perhaps. How much? What are the options?
Do you have enough money?
He says, well, based on the, one potency on the Altair scale, he says, I can put you in a magical version of this for 2,500.
Oh! Oh, do you have it?
I'll think about it. We're kind of in a hurry, so I'll just take the regular one.
Oh, he tailors it, though. Make sure it fits your proportions nicely.
Fits that booty.
Oh. Nice work.
Hey, if it's an ass like that, it best be popping.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Hey, come back again.
How much? Oh, can I also ask? Sorry, I'm taking this forever. I'm not going to sell them yet, but how much would the poisoner's daggers be?
Sell them?
Yep. They're just kind of hidden away from sight and my.
Get money for them.
You ask him.
Yeah.
He says, can I take a look at it?
Yeah.
He says, I'd trade these for the studded armor, magical studded armor. I
have to ask my friends. Technically, you know. But I'll be back.
Do you have to ask your friends? They are kind of your daggers.
Are they?
Yeah.
I feel like I keep finding things.
Finders keepers.
Did you say that he would trade for my leather armor?
No, you would give them the plus one stud leather armor.
Oh, the plus one?
Yeah.
That's 2,500 gold.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Get you plus one.
Should I?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, above table. No one cares if Ruko does that. Okay, I don't know how y'all usually do it. I feel like I guess have to ask the group for
never.
Do what you want with your stuff.
Usually with the group, they dole it out to whoever it seems to fit for best.
And also, ask him how much he would give you for it if you just want cash. Yeah, that's true, but Naruko's kind of dumb.
Totally fair. But like, the trade of those daggers that you don't want for this armor, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
My trauma dagger. You don't have to pay the $45 for new armor either.
Yeah, so you save all your gold.
Oh, yeah.
You save 45
gold. Yeah, I save 45 gold.
Girl, man.
This is a bargain.
Yeah, I don't know. Ruka doesn't understand money.
Sure. Cool.
Trade my trauma daggers for new armor.
He says, why do you... It says trauma daggers. Is that a...
You said it out loud.
Is that a euphemism or...
No, I did something very bad with these daggers.
Did you stab somebody with them?
Yes.
That's what daggers are for. Don't feel too bad about it. He takes them from you kindly and fits you, refits you into the magical studded armor, and your ass looks even better in it.
Wow. Hey. Okay, thank you.
Hey, anytime. Take care of yourself.
You too. Stay safe.
Think of me when you flash back to the present.
I had one final question, or I had one question. What's the leather, what's the armor that I have that casts the spell? What's it called?
It's right? Isn't it like the spell?
I don't know, because I didn't put it in my inventory as that. I put it in as something else.
It's like spell something.
Spells. I want to say spell storing, but that's not it, I think.
Inspelled.
Okay. How much would it cost to change the spell?
He says, there's like a 50 gold convenience fee to change the spell.
Okay, great. I have 50 gold. I think. Let me make sure. I just know I do. 57 is what it should say. Yes, I'll pay the 50 gold, and then I don't know what I want yet. But I needed to check what, because it can only come from a specific spell list.
Specific spell?
Or class, or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing in this water set?
I don't know. Like, do we have our horses by that point? Yeah. So I'm just decorating Petunia. Because I can't have a plain horse.
What does decorating Petunia look like?
Oh, like flowers and moss and like plants and making sure she looks of the earth. Maybe even like a little like draping.
Nice.
Like a show pony?
Yeah.
I mean,
when you feel good, you do good.
This is toys.
What about Elaine?
I was going to have her look at armor, but not anymore.
Why?
Money.
Because it's pretty expensive.
Yeah. I'll save up.
Because you heard that number and you were like, never mind.
Yeah. I think I'll just stand. Are the horses like with like, we're watching the horses?
Yeah, you're outside watching the horses.
I'll just stand.
So your horse humps nearby.
Mm-hmm. Watch people walk by.
Unsettling.
And keep Gertie company by doing nothing. But
you notice a few people notice you, like, staring out from under your chainmail veil next to your dark horse. And a few people, like, cross the street as they, like, as they walk by.
This feels good.
People... We're a little worried before, but the void horse definitely enhances the vibe.
Doesn't help.
I'm so scary of a barn.
Any other flashbacky shopping montage stuff? Going once?
Nope.
Going twice? You're back in the breastplate.
Yes! I can put healing word in this breastplate! Which is something I don't have access to as a ranger. Fuck yes!
Thanks. There you go.
Very excited. Very excited. So I paid my money.
Oh, and I think I misremembered that my other character that I'm playing can make spells, but I think I've just got a bunch of like healing spells.
You can use healing kits.
Yeah. How do I do that?
How do I do that? Got this healing kit. How do I use
it? How do I do that?
So as a utilized action, so basically as an action, you can use a healer's kit to let a creature use one of its hit point dice. Then they add +3 to that.
Okay. So it's not a healing potion, but it's a, yeah.
But it's effectively a healing potion.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
Because the creature doesn't have to be conscious or anything. They just have to have hit dice less, which you usually do.
Yeah.
Do you have a healer's kit in your inventory?
I think so. Let me look. Yes.
How many uses do you have left of it?
Where would I see the uses? Oh, it has 10 uses. I don't think I've used any of them.
You definitely have not. So. Is that just something to keep track of somewhere? Maybe in your little resource tracker there in the bottom.
I love the resource tracker.
It's an invaded feature.
You know, this with this breastplate, I can cast healing words 6 times. Which is wild, and more than I would ever as a ranger be able to cast anything.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yay!
So, once again, it's winter, it's night. Mm-hmm. You see the torches of the mob across the river. You see the icy waters of the river itself. And the river itself, I mean, it is wide. It is almost a mile in width at this point. So, yeah, people on the other shore, you can kind of faintly hear them. You can also see the lights of the various estates, the Basker estate that you're at, the Dragomir estate, which is the next estate over. You can also see the torchlights of the guards patrolling the Dragomir estate.
Mm.
They've been on a very active patrol given everything that's going on right now. So, you all have just landed. The guards are hurriedly, like, rowing back to the other side, leaving you all here with your horses. I know you talked last time about maybe having your horses go on ahead and, like, pretend that you all weren't here to cover yourselves. But what's the plan? What's the vibe? What do you all do?
That was my same question.
I think we should ride down a little bit. And does it look like the only way to get on, from where we're at now, what can we see to getting onto the Dragomir estate? And is that where he's at?
Yes.
Do we know? Okay.
You think he'll need personal dungeon, so Dragomir estate. Nice. Because the Dragomir estate was once part, like, essentially it was once a little minor kind of castle.
It's a little fief.
You see there's a, the primary building has, like, a decent-sized wall, probably 20 feet tall, that goes around it. The greater estate itself has a wrought iron fence that's about probably 6 feet tall. It has the little pointy bits at the top. The estate itself is vast. It's probably 9 or 10 acres.
That's a lot.
It's a big estate.
Yeah.
Guards are patrolling around the perimeter, but there's definitely...
They can't patrol all of it.
There definitely seems to be more guards that are permanently stationed kind of at the gates to the, to the main part of the estate.
So the outer wall's 20 feet tall?
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it is very fortress-like, and it's got kind of an outer wall and then, like, a big, less fortified but manor on the inside of it.
Mm-hmm. And are they patrolling the top of the wall or outside of the wall?
It's actually not thick enough for the top of it. It's actually a pretty thin wall.
Excellent.
So they're on the outside of it. You also see lights in the windows. That, like, the building itself on the inside is towers above the wall. It's probably 45 to 50 feet tall, like 4 or 5 stories.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you can see, there's, like, lights in the windows. You'd gather probably people up there watching them as well.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. And presumably the dungeons are in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, you know for sure that the dungeons are in the basement.
Okay.
What if we send Hank to do some reconnaissance?
Because he can stay invisible, right?
I don't think so.
No, he's just.
But he's a fox.
He's just a sneaky old fox.
Rub some
dirt. Oh yeah, friends mentioned my recap. Apparently, could talk.
I think that was between me and Hank. I wasn't sure if I hallucinated that.
Maybe.
It's so scary.
Hank wants you to believe so.
Maybe.
Or you want to believe so. What are the two?
Maybe we keep up. We go while Hank does the recon.
We go get the...
We look like we're walking away.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll call Hank and just gonna ask him to check out the property and find a place that maybe...
You summon Hank, he strolls out of a nearby bush, says you were looking for me.
Hi. I have a job for you.
What you need?
We need someone to go around this property and figure out a way that we can get in and then report back to us.
Okay.
You want a treat?
Yeah.
We're going to walk in this direction, so when you're done or when you found something, just follow this trail.
It's a pretty easy trail to follow. Don't worry. I'll find you. I always do.
It's true.
I wish we had explosives.
I would like to reiterate the fact that they know we came over here, and if something happens, they will immediately notice us.
I should finish the thought. As we're walking, set explosives, and then as we come back, set them, and then run around so that we're away from where it blows up, and then we go over with the distraction. But that's a movie in a world that we don't live in right now, so... Yeah, that's not real.
Thank God that you agreed. And he starts to pat off. He looks over at you, Rico, and just sort of nods and keeps going.
What'd you say to him?
Oh, I just asked him to go find a spot for us to get in, and then he'll come back to us.
Oh. So, did Rico understand?
No.
Okay, cool.
He was just only you can hear that.
I was like, wow, that's crazy that he can make himself understood by one person only. Oh no.
Are the guards wearing any armor?
Yep.
What kind of armor?
Some are wearing leather, like some of the captains are wearing like nicer. Now they don't have like as many guards as like a city, but they have like a decent number.
What kind of weapons are they carrying?
You see bows and pikes and swords.
Okay.
Just so I remember correctly, 20-foot outer wall, stone of some sort. Are we being perceived?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind me.
6-foot inner wall wrought iron.
No, the wrought iron is the outer, like, around the estate.
Oh, that's the outer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 20-foot wall just goes around the manor itself.
Oh, gotcha.
And the manor is where the dungeon would be?
Yeah, the dungeons are below the
manor. I'm assuming, well, when we are riding, as we're riding, like, around it, we can at least see, like, a couple of the sides, right? Do we see any other entrances? Or is it just, like, we can't see because of the wall?
For the manor itself, the entrances to the manor are all behind the 20-foot wall.
Oh, okay. What about the 20-foot wall?
20-foot wall has one like big carriage-sized entrance, and then a couple smaller entrances, all of which have multiple guards in them.
Cool. Thank you.
How close do you get to the runner entrance as you ride by?
Not at all, I think, right? We're not trying to cause a ruckus.
Is it dark now?
It is dark, yeah.
So within... 60 feet?
I can see.
By the way, it is the 23rd of Granite.
Oh, thank you.
It's slightly more than a half moon.
Is it snowing? Or is there snow on the ground?
There is snow on the ground.
So it's very bright, then, or at least bright.
I guess the moon probably... Yes, the moon is still... Yeah, because it's a half moon. So the moon would be up early. Yeah, so the moon is...
Yeah.
So yeah, the moon is actually high in the sky as you guys are coming around. It's pretty easy to see with the snow, with the light snow on the ground. It's pretty bright. Of course, that means it's also easy to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, as you get like, even though you're not approaching the estate, like as you reach your like closest apogee to it, like there are some guards that kind of stop and like seem to be watching you all go by on your horses.
Yeah, that makes sense. Can I roll, would it be survival to gauge how far away we need to be for them to not be able, basically they're watching us, we know that they're keeping an eye on us, at what point do we get blurry enough that you can still see our little lanterns, but it wouldn't be obvious that we're getting off our horses?
Oh, there's like you're in kind of a little hilly area, so
there's
hills nearby.
Awesome.
You won't get too far.
And then they'd go back up and you'd be able to see the little lanterns again.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's great.
Can I cast Druidcraft to create a weather sensor?
What is a weather sensor?
You create a tiny, harmless sensory effect that predicts what the weather will be at your location for the next 24 hours. Mm. The effect might manifest as a golden orb for clear skies, a cloud for rain, falling snowflakes for snow, and so on.
You have to cast the weather app, and you just see clouds. Clouds, like with a little moon and like a little bit of light snow.
Does it look like the clouds are going to cover the moon? That's amazing.
Good to know, though.
It's like, because the clouds go.
If we just had to
wait. We have some more cover.
Yeah.
Well, you also know the moon will set around midnight.
Because it's like, what, 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock?
It's like, yeah, it's like maybe 8.
8. Seven, oh, okay. Eight. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, we'll wait till like midnight.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds good.
And what is our plan?
Well, we haven't gotten to that part yet.
I mean, we don't know what we're going to find in there. But I mean,
listening to what
get to the dungeon and get Ass Bear out.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice if all we had to do was call Zalarkus and he could get himself out? But there's no way to. I mean, unless
I
they
can
have.
Cause a ruckus.
Yes, you can, Gertie. Yes, you can.
I forgot. I can make myself look like someone else for an hour.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, good. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. You also do remember that the Imperator Basker and Guard Captain Ross are both
are actually there, yeah. You mean our reputation? I think we should wait until Hank gets back to really, like, hash things out, because right now I'm just like throwing spaghetti on the wall to see what. Because I mean, is it comfortable to say we have grappling hooks so we could get over the walls?
I stole some.
that's right. I remember.
I forgot.
Also, I mean, if Hank comes back and just gives us information that it's impossible, we can also just be like, well,
I mean,
we thought about it.
I would hate to do that, but it's also. It might be what it is.
But I have a feeling there might be something.
You got a feeling. A feeling from the moon and something from above.
I just have something. A little tingling sensation.
Senses?
Yep. Tingling. It's right where my web comes out.
That's great.
It's the best time.
I am the best at making people do spit takes.
So you go over a couple hills. You're pretty sure you got a sight. Importantly, you've seen your lanterns or go over a few hills.
Yeah.
And you hunker down the way.
Did you say the lantern saw or it wouldn't?
So the, so people that we watch use the lantern to go over one hill and go over the next hill.
And you're the only one without dark vision. So you should take the
eagle goggles.
Yeah, so that you're at least rolling flat.
Toss them on under your veil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cool.
And I have passed without trace, which lasts an hour. So, if we if we do go in, we'll be pretty good at hiding. That stealth thing. I just realized I never checked to see if they nerfed it, and I should really check and
That's
see.
Not trace. They have not. It's still
okay. They fucked it up.
No, it's still +10 to stealth.
Well, no, so the one thing is, and I think this has always been the case, and we just didn't know it for that one campaign, but if you guys get more than 30 feet away from me, you lose your bonus. You gotta come back.
Oh, yeah, it's always been that way, we just forgot.
Yeah, we just didn't know it, and didn't do it that way.
Do I have dark vision? I can't remember. I think so.
I thought you did.
Because Elaine was the only one rolling with disadvantage overnight.
Nope, she sure doesn't.
Oh, wait!
So I should have been...
Well, you get the thing you've been passing around.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. So I wasn't worried about having dark vision before.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
That's so silly, because I think tritons don't either.
They do now, but they didn't.
They didn't.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like you're in the
water
all the time.
You're down.
Why wouldn't you have how do you spend the next half hour while you wait, Craig?
I give you back your armor.
Oh, thanks. Your new armor's dope.
Thanks. I did trade the daggers. I hope that's okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you want to go take ours?
No.
I thought about it. Technically, they were some Imperial spy daggers. It sure doesn't get what's his face. Yarek in trouble. I should have given my heads up. I totally forgot.
Oh, that's because it came from the lady with the cookie recipe. Yeah.
Oh no! I also told him I did something bad with those daggers.
That'll be fine.
Shit. Well, when we go back, I'll put it.
I don't think you need to.
Yeah, I think it should be fine.
Yeah, look at my butt, though.
Very well tailored.
That's good.
Well, Yarek.
Did Yarek do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well done.
Did Yarek touch your butt?
Yes.
Only for tailoring purposes. No.
I don't think he needed to. That's okay.
Actually, that's not okay. It's really not okay.
Then at the end of the sales completed, he just gave you two pats. And like,
just a little boop. Just a little boop on the butt.
I wanted to get permission.
Wasn't that a Friends episode?
Maybe, I don't know.
Where Chandler went to Joey's tailor, he like went up his thigh and moved his bits to one side, and Chandler goes, and Joey's like, yeah, that's what you do. He goes, no, it's not.
Thankfully, my brain has mostly blocked out anything from that show. So.
Fair.
Okay. I will not be there for it.
What are we doing? Are we committing to doing this?
No, we're waiting to find out what Hank says. And then we'll figure out our next steps. I would like to remind you that I am not very sneaky. Mm. The stealthiest thing I can do is something I would need my horse for.
I mean, there's also a possibility we don't have to go in at all. If Hank can get in there. Can I talk to Hank?
He's too far away.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because it's 100 feet, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, if he comes here, he can always go back.
Exactly. Yeah. We could just kind of camp here.
Yeah.
And
wait. That'd be exciting just to have your companion go do stuff.
Yeah, and we just hang.
I mean, I just have a feeling that there might be some other way that we can.
Well, and if anybody's going to find it, it's going to be Hank. It's he true. Loves chaos, it seems like.
Hank but I mean, very capable. Very super capable.
He'll come back thinking that he's like charmed something.
Is that the face that Ruko has?
Yeah, this is Ruko, right? No. It is, though.
Kind of, I guess.
Right? Yeah. It was Ruko, right?
Yeah.
Right, you're right. Hank he's so good.
Yeah.
So glad you noticed that. Even without, like, talking to him, you really get it.
Rosewood kind of does a little hiss as his neck snakes around a little bit. He doesn't understand what's going on. Never mind.
Rosewood's not as good as Hank.
Retcon that.
He heard the word Hank.
He heard Hank. He knows Hank's name.
Oh, because Rosewood only speaks Draconic.
Yeah, yeah. But for a minute, I was pretending, forgot that he could do anything.
You all could learn Draconic so you could speak with him. You could be hooked on Draconics.
No, no.
I would like to do Druolingo.
Well, and also, like, we need to talk about if Rosewood can learn Common.
Yes, he can.
You guys heard it. It's on recording.
I believe in him.
Yeah. He also has the ability to edit, though. So it might.
The one time he goes in to edit the recording.
The one time my lazy ass.
No.
It's not produced. We don't need production.
He's got his headphones on. And he's like trying to.
By taking away the background noise, and that's enough.
That's it. One extra button I have to press, and I'm going to be so like, ugh.
We love you for it. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. So. Anything else you'll talk about in that half hour? Or?
I like those studs. They look nice.
Thank you. They're tasteful. I just want to say they're not giant studs. Go evil.
They are tasteful.
I wish for my statement.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to feel your aesthetic.
That was a thing you could get in third edition, spiked armor that you could like use as a weapon.
Oh, wow. Just slam
into somebody. You could grapple somebody and then like pull them into like.
That's so cool. Oh my god, if you were a barbarian, what is that one?
Grappling like a berserker.
No, but the one where you you only use like improvised weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And you are the improvised weapon. Yeah, that'd
be cool. It'd be really great draw steel if you're playing the classic airplane once like all the grand. So after about a half hour, and after Ruko beams presumably from being complimented by Elaine for the first
time. Yeah, I was gonna say I try not to make it a big I try to be nonchalant about it so it doesn't scare her off.
It had
roll
be cool. Deception. Be cool about it, be cool.
Okay. A nonchalant check.
A nonchalant check. A fly cool check.
I rolled a natural 4. Deception?
Yeah.
6.
You think you kept it in pretty well.
I could never compliment him again.
Just kidding. But also, Ruka, like, these are just, like, you've gone from, like, having, like, the smooth armor, like, the stud armor, like, it represents, like,
your
struggle a little bit, too. Like, it's, like, it's a little more edgy, it's a little more, like...
I was gonna say, it's probably, like, black or dark or...
Yeah, you've seen some shit now. And it was the fact that you traded your daggers in for this, like... Like,
Is it black armor? Did you make sure there's a white streak on it somewhere? Or no?
Oh, no.
Up the butt crack.
Just up the butt crack. Like, that's what
like
that was.
Like the gym shorts.
Yeah.
It's just accentuates crack.
That's how it accentuates the butt.
Yeah.
The racing crack down the middle.
Oh, I was thinking like those leggings.
Yeah, actually. Like, like the butt cheeks.
Baskets.
A racing stripe on your butt.
Not canon.
For future recording.
That's spiked on top.
I mean, that would be a very, like, himbo sort of style.
True.
Very, very Midwestern himbo, like, with the, wearing, like, the full-on winter coat on the top and then still wearing shorts, even though it's 30 degrees. So, yeah, after a half hour, Hank comes padding into the camp. Looking kind of a little cocky for Hank.
Nice.
You're back.
Yeah.
It looks like you may have been successful. Tell me about it.
Of course.
Oh. Here's
every
a treat.
Time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Your familiar has you held hostage.
I mean, as long as he's doing stuff, yeah, like that's a pretty easy way to keep everybody happy.
You expected a conversation to start, and he was not going to start until he got his treat.
I'm very good.
Here's another one.
Two treats!
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. I was just pausing dramatically, but I'll take the treat.
I thought you were... I mean... I just felt like giving you a second treat. No, I'm not going to take it, but I was trying not to let him know that if he says that, I'll take two.
He says, I found a way in.
Uh-huh.
Big enough for you, clumsy lot.
Yeah? Where is it?
He says there's a secret passage. Some sort of escape tunnel. Mm. It exits into the nearby countryside.
Okay.
There's no guards on it. I don't think they know about it.
Ooh.
Nice. How do we get to it?
Well, you just follow me and I'll lead you right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that as if you'll trust me?
Did you go through the tunnel?
Of course I did. That's how I got here.
Oh, so you got in and then you found the tunnel on the inside and then you went out
that way.
Okay, great. I was just making sure.
I could smell the fresh snow.
Ooh. Do we know?
Are you telling us this?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you tell it to the rest?
Translate.
Good news.
Oh.
He found a secret tunnel. It might be like an escape tunnel or something. He went through the whole thing. He went from the inside all the way through the tunnel to where it lets out into the countryside. So he's going to lead us to that, and then we'll get in that way.
We're so impressive.
Do we know where it lets out?
No, it lets out inside of the building.
Yeah, where's the entrance?
Let me check. Where does it go into?
He says it goes into the basement.
Oh. Nice, which is kind of where we need to be anyway.
Goes into the basement.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Right?
Which is exactly where we need to be.
Yeah, right? I think so. Did Hank see the dungeons at all?
Well, can we just say I asked him?
do we have to play above the table telephone?
I mean, you can. If it really pleases your heart, I will do it.
Chris just wants to keep being Hank.
Yeah, he just likes being Hank.
That's the case.
Well, then let us all ask you questions.
But Hank can understand, right?
I know, Hank understands everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, then he can just answer. You.
Do we know that he understands all of them?
You all don't know that. But...
Okay.
Well.
And so, like...
Does Gertie know that?
I don't know that Gertie does.
Oh, boy.
So I'll just keep telling him what is being said.
He says, I didn't get a close look. There's lots of folks down there.
Ooh. Oh, like that's how many?
He says, I counted at least 8.
Okay. Were they guards? Or?
Yeah, guards. I heard loud shouting coming from upstairs. I snuck past the room. It sounded like there was some sort of tense negotiations going on there.
Well, that makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
Good thing that's upstairs, not downstairs.
Like your spider web? No, reverse.
Cool. Show us.
How long will it take to get from here to the secret passage entrance?
Not long.
Not long?
I mean, he ran it in...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, finding it. I mean, yeah.
Well, even less than that, because
he had to go 30
minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got here. 30 minutes ago. It's been like 45 minutes since he left.
Okay. Okay. So we want to go as quietly and far as we can without me casting a spell, because it only lasts an hour.
Yeah. Above the table, are we fighting?
If we have to.
Okay. So we're down with letting people know that we're here and we've sprung him.
I mean, if we have to.
Okay.
We have to kind of see what the situation is once we get there. And I mean, we can still turn around once we're in there. But if we get into a situation where we're being chased.
Me and Gertie, we're outside people. We know how to do outside things. Can Gertie and I work up like something that'll put people to sleep? So if we come across an opportunity to put something in like water or drinks. Can we find something potent enough? Yeah, I've got,
like, my herbalism kit.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be potent enough to put out that many people after being diluted, and so maybe not, but we're asking questions.
I'm going to say it would take too long at this point to, like, talk something like that.
Yeah. Okay,
that's awesome.
But I do have a, like, kind of a restraining spell.
Good idea.
I forgot what it's called, but it's, it, like, paralyzes them. For, I want to say an hour, but let me look.
They will see us, right? Or they would.
Depends. You got past that trace going.
Yeah. Now, here's a question, and it's above the table, and it's if Chris feels like it. I don't know when I last changed my spells. Can I retcon my spells? Or did we didn't have a long rest before we decided this?
Correct. Because. Okay. Yeah, you would have picked your spells this morning. You didn't know about the Asper situation.
Yeah. So. Okay. Worth the ask.
100% worth the ask.
I will cast aid on all of you. So you all have an extra 5 hit points, and that increases your maximum so you can heal up to that 5 for 8 hours.
Thank you.
And then Pass Without Trace will be my only other second level spell, so just FYI.
Do you want to save it in case we need a trace?
Should I?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, if we're not for sure going to fight, because maybe we can sneak it. Okay, I'll save it. Yeah,
fair. I think it might be more important for us to get away.
Be able to sneak. Yeah.
Without being seen.
Oh, also, while in the aura, you and each creature you choose... When I cast it, can I choose in my head Asper, so once he gets in my 30-foot, he gets it? Or do I need to recast it?
Cast that trace?
Yeah, because what it says is, you radiate a concealing aura within 30 feet. While in the aura, you and each creature you choose have a +10 bonus to dex. And leave no tricks.
That sounds like you can add people as adeptions.
Okay, great. Cool.
Because each person you choose, not each person you targeted.
Yeah, I think the last campaign we made it, they have to be in it whenever you cast it.
I think it may have also been that may have been even before.
Yeah. on the old one, and they changed what emanation is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, let's go get in there, see what it looks like, and decide from there. Because if they don't know the passage is there, presumably we can go right up and peek in and see what the dealio is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if we get there, we could still stay in the tunnel and have Hank go...
fuck around?
Like, get the keys or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, even if we get there and... you know, maybe Hank can find the keys and give them to Asper and then lead Asper to us.
Sure. You know? Or maybe if they're going to take Asper, we can do a mercy kill.
Holy shit, girl. God damn. Well, if they take Asper, though, it's going to be because Captain Rosk and whatnot won and they're taking him back.
No, it's because they're going to bring him to the gallows.
That is a good thing to consider, party.
It'd be super funny, though, if I was just like, mercy killing!
Just kill him! Oh my god.
So, one more thing to consider. With casting Pass Without Trace less than an hour, it prevents any of you from leaving any tracks.
Mm-hmm. In the snow.
Oh, god. So, and it's 45 minutes. Shit.
It's not 45 minutes to the back.
Oh, place. But it's still, like, not nothing. Right?
You're probably 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. We could do it more a little closer.
Yeah. But, I mean, doing it right now, so, yeah, I mean, that's a good call. Because I can make this area where we're at look like we haven't been here, sitting around for, you know, 45 minutes.
Well, aren't we going to leave our horses here?
Well, our horses are sent away, and so right now our horses tracks...
Oh, were they?
Right?
I thought they were with us.
No.
You went over two hills.
Oh, that was the point. You said over two, and I thought that we had done that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
no,
we did.
Oh. The horses, we stopped. The horses stopped with us.
Yeah, I thought we sent the horses on.
I thought we were pretending to make camp, or are we sending the horses?
I thought, send the horses on.
Only you choose the
chicken. I mean, we can send the horses.
Your
character
has to be there, so you would know that this was happening or not.
Yeah, so my thought was, we get off the horses, we hang wait here, the horses keep going, they see the lamplight, so they have no idea that we're still in the area.
But I mean, they did see the lamplight.
But to keep going. Because right now, it looks like we stopped with our horses. So where are we? The guards are like,
can they tell where we are? Like, could they tell that we stopped?
Yeah. Cause, I mean,
oh, I didn't know.
Because there's snow, so you're leaving all this.
Yeah.
Tracks in the snow.
And with the bright, with the moon and the fact that there's
but
snow
I thought
on the ground,
we went over two
so, yeah,
hills and we're like in
you
the...
You went over two hills. You could leave your horses there. They wouldn't know that your horses were still here.
Yeah.
Or if you know. So I guess if you send the horses along, you know, they, you know, if they come this way, check, they wouldn't be here. But that's, how likely is that?
I don't think they're going to be out that far. The other thing I'm thinking is if we are running, we don't want to have to run indefinitely. It'd be better if the horses are closer.
Well, and the reason I was thinking of this was to our reputation. Was like, okay, they saw us, they know who we are, we rode away, and then all of a sudden they can't see us having ridden any further.
I guess you have to think about, do you care more about your reputation than doing what's right?
Well, I'm not saying don't do it, but this is a good way to make sure that they don't know.
I think... our reputation is going to be suspect no matter what.
Because
I think it's good
we have
to try, but like we cross the river, something happens, like
I mean that would it was just being able to see the lights continue going.
I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm happy to do that.
Can your horse turn off the lamps? You got a smart horse.
I don't think he can use his fingers. He doesn't have fingers.
but guide the other horses, because what I'm picturing
I would say
is
that, smart enough to guide the other horses.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, and what I was thinking was that these lamps are on sticks, and then they could yank the sticks off, leave them, and then he could lead them back around so that they're waiting for us closer by. But if we...
I think I'd rather have the lamps with the horses, just because once we get to them, we're going to need the lamps, right?
Sorry, just another idea. How many lamps do we have right now?
Each of you has one for your horse.
Okay. I mean, we're all together. Why don't we just put the others out to save energy and then just leave one?
And then on your horse, he goes and comes back. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Or that just the three are out?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we could cast light on something. Just have something go that way. Like, just have one of them go that way.
Oh, yeah. Can you cast light?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Just put the light on Hank.
He'd go too fast. Yeah. He's too speedy. They'd be like, wow, those horses are going fast. And low to the
ground. And low to the ground, yeah.
Can you summon your horse back to you?
Oh. Yeah. So I can do it once a day.
But at least the one I'm going for. It's like while we're still riding after this break. You're like, oh, let's, so they can see that we've shut up.
Yeah.
The other ones.
That's amazing.
One, and then once it's gone, you just summon it back, but the others should probably just stay.
They can just stay here, and we're in a little divot, you said, right? Okay.
Is that, with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Seems like a perfectly smart, executed plan, so.
Okay.
At what point do we say we're out? Or are we
Question. Along?
I think we won't know until we're there. I mean, if there's no way for us to even attempt to get Esper out without
like a massive
having to fight and out ourselves, then I think that that's where we at least have to have the conversation and discussion.
Because, like, I think the people at the top of the castle are the problem. The people they hire don't necessarily deserve to die. You know, maybe they do, but I wouldn't make that assumption.
But also, if we have already been...
Well, you can also deal some dual damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also it's important to remember that once we... If we are found out, then we might as well keep going.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if they see our faces, we might as well just be... Get it done and deal with the consequences. Exactly.
Are we killing everyone?
No. If they see our faces, it's just like, let's just get it done. No, we're just
going to get Asper, like, the best that we can. And the only reason that we would turn around at that point is if it's... Like, impossible.
Impossible, yeah. Right. But, like, the eject bar is if we haven't been seen yet and we see no way to get it done.
Yeah.
But if we've been seen, follow through, and at that point it's too late, we may as well just get it done.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll get lucky. Or maybe Hank will have a grinning fool's day again. Is that what you called it?
Oh, yeah.
Hank can be the distraction. He could go in and have grinning fools crazy times.
I mean, I have charm. I also have, I think it's called like whole person or something.
Yeah.
And awesome. If I cast that at a spell slot higher than two, then I can add another person. Awesome. So if we've got one or two people that we just need to have support. Not move or talk, then...
Yeah, 100%.
I am also very good at charming people, so...
Nice. I just had a very visceral vision in my head of putting a lit sparkler in Hank's mouth and just being like, go have fun, go crazy, buddy. And just letting him do his thing. Just take a lit sparkler. So I have another question. I have two spells spent. I'm very bad at keeping track of when I spent them. Did we fight this morning?
Yeah, the...
We did.
The hut this morning.
Okay, great. So I think I must have cast stuff.
Yeah, and just a reminder, I have all the tools, including thieves' tools, that we had briefly considered just somehow getting to Asper and seeing if he could just get out himself.
And I have message. So good. If we need to do any talking, either amongst ourselves or to him.
To him, yeah. Well, and I mean, if you're... proficient with these tools, and we don't have to worry about getting keys.
I'm not.
You can just... Oh, you're not?
Yeah.
Neither am I.
Well, I'm not proficient, but that can just you means I don't use have
them,
my...
Or...
You still use them.
Yeah, I just don't have proficiency.
And that's... What role is that, Dex?
Is that thieves tool? Yeah, I'd say it's Dex.
So just a Dex check, probably? So plus four?
Plus four.
Yeah. Cool. So we can just take turns if we need to try it.
Bubbles down.
That big old butt. That big old cat butt.
Oh, that's cool. This is new related now. You have proficiency with the tool, add your proficiency bonus to any ability check you make to use the tool. If you have proficiency in a skill that's used with that check, you have advantage.
Ooh. So if you had thieves' tools,
yeah,
and you had proficiency with thieves' tools,
then you always get advantage.
Yeah, or if you have proficiency with thieves' tools and
like advantage was, or proficiency with
sleight of hand. Yeah, you'd get advantage.
Oh, yeah, I don't have sleight of hand.
All right.
They must have.
Oh, found the potion.
What if I use thieves' tools to look through to perceive? What I get?
You have proficiency in thieves' tools?
No.
You have good try.
But if I did?
You did, of course. You had. So, you send your void horse along the lantern. You guys have your horses neatly tied up here in this little, next to a nearby tree. Are you, before Hank leaves you, are you casting Pathfinder Trace here?
Yes. We just have to hustle.
What's that look like when you cast the spell?
Yeah, I just got the spell. I didn't think about this. I think that it takes an element of the environment. So what I do is I pick up a little bit of snow and I throw it, and it curves wanted style around us. And so everyone looks like they have like they've been snowed on, like they've been sitting still and snowed on for like a couple of hours. So like just a coating of white snow all over you.
Like you see your footprints in the ground, like snow just starts to fill them back up. Ooh, everything looks nice and undisturbed.
Including Hank. Hank is included, because I think it's six creatures. No.
For a second, I thought you meant Hank was covered up by the snow. And I was like, not Hank!
Hank's just, boom, covered in snow.
Hank's yeah, just like, limit. Oh, this is real nice. No one could ever see me coming. Well, he doesn't say that to you. This is real nice. No one had ever seen me coming. This.
It's true.
Danger.
All right, ready to go?
Go.
Yeah,
go.
Let's go. It.
Follow me.
Super.
Yeah, so, Hank leads you not too far away. I'm probably about, let me stealth check stealth.
And then...
I agree about
it.
Oh, boy, I was right. Plus 10. So it's 19.
Let me get a good one.
Wait, did you get advantage?
Disadvantage.
Oh. Can I help her?
What'd you get?
14.
It's above 10. So.
Should I use my
coin? You get plus 10 on this, don't forget.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I got a 12.
Oof.
Should I do my coin?
12 after you add the 10 to your deck?
I got 2, and I don't have any.
I also rolled a 2.
Okay. Shit.
Did you roll a 2 as well? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We both.
And don't forget, you also are a fair ways away from the estate. It's.
I think it's okay,
but this is going to carry us to the estate, right?
Sorry. Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry you.
How many stealth checks are we doing throughout this?
More than one.
More than one.
So I think we're far enough away. I'm not going to waste my coin re-rolling, and also we're close enough to go back, where if we start seeing people come toward us, we could be like, oh, I think I dropped something.
Yeah, can they see us from the guard stations right now?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will save my coin as well. It's scary. What'd you get?
32.
Great. Fantastic. So I got a 19.
We can't even see you.
I just not only do you have snow on you, but also we can just see through you. Just see the horizon.
So, it leads you not too far away You go over a couple more hills, and you find yourself in front of a large graveyard.
Oh, makes sense.
With the, like, there's a, you know, fence around it, a big gate that says Dragomir above it. In the center of the graveyard, you see a large statue that reminds you a little bit of a Leia in some ways. It's of a person wearing, like, wearing kind of like, you can tell at one point it had been painted, though it's long since faded and chipped away. It's almost just smooth stone now. You see little flecks of black here and there of this sort of cloaked figure with flame in one hand and a scythe in the other and a skeletal face.
Twins.
I did not have a scythe.
You're right.
And at the... And so this statue, though, is on, like, a large plinth. At the base of it, you see, like, roll me a religion check.
Anybody?
Anybody that wants to.
Well, 18 religion.
Zero.
Three.
11. Yeah. You recognize the symbol as being one of the old gods, but you don't remember which one.
Oh, Morad.
Yes.
For me. For Caitlin to know.
But, you know, so it tells you, though, like, this god has been worshipped in, over 780 years. So it's a pretty old statue.
Sorry. Yeah, this... See, that time it did.
Which just speaks to... Which you can realize just speaks to, like, how long the dragon race has been here.
Oh, true.
Longest time.
Yeah.
Are there any portraits or anything to indicate what any of the other Dragomirs look like? Right.
Roll me a perception check if you look around for these gravestones.
Do they have a heavy family resemblance to?
You've met a Dragomir.
Yeah, to him.
17.
You see a few, like, you know, these are wealthy people, so there's some elaborate memorials. You do see a few that have the characteristic nose that the, oh gosh, I forget his name. The,
is it Charles? I thought.
I totally forgot his name.
I just kept writing Dragomir.
Oh, my tone.
Well, I also wrote it in my notes.
Oh no, we'd run into more.
Did I ever actually give you his first name? I may not have. I mean, I have it. One second. Oh, yeah, I never did give you his first name. But so, Captain Dreamer, that's all you got. Yeah, I just looked at the name and I was like, oh, yeah, I never told you that.
Is it Rufus? And he speaks the truth.
Sorry. Did you say he speaks the truth?
Just keep it in mind. Was the one of the
keep an eye out for that nose.
Hank gestures towards the statue, and he says the passage was under there.
Oh, cool. Great.
Try to look for it.
Okay, so you go over to the statue. Roll me a perception check or an investigation. If you want to try to bubble it out.
13. Who's wearing the glasses? And did you roll with advantage?
You're wearing it.
I'm wearing them, but roll it'd be flat, right?
I know, I'll give you advantage.
Oh, because
we can see
dark vision.
Bright enough.
I also got a 2.
Yeah.
21.
19.
You're 21, you're able to spot a part of it. The scythe hand, like the blade of the scythe, if you turn it, you see a little stone slides down. You see a stairwell that goes down into the dark.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like the mechanism will close behind us?
Yes.
Okay. Can I, before it closes,
you can also tell because it's closed. Hank definitely didn't close this.
Oh, yeah. And so there's probably something inside to pull to get out again.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's head in.
All right, so you'll head into this long hallway.
Does it look like anybody's been in here?
You roll a survival check for perception.
Also, how far away from the...
There we go.
You can't, like, you're like behind a hill. Like, it's definitely a little way in the way.
Okay, roll the exact same thing.
And lots of kind of like dust and dirt down here, and just a little tiny box of bricks.
Nice. Great.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Amazing. Oh, no.
So they might leave this is here.
I think Robert said it seemed like they didn't know since there were no guards or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there's no lights in this tunnel. It's just a dark, long void that goes deep under the, you know, under this hill towards the estate.
I'm never going to hear that word ever again without a
patina.
So you all hustle down, I'm guessing, trying to preserve your...
For sure.
Double step.
All right, roll.
There it is.
Half time.
So it's wide enough to go single file. And it eventually it ends. And you can see there's sort of like a pair of handles in the wall. Hank lets you know that's a door that slides open.
Okay. How did he open it? Can I hear any? Yeah.
Yeah, how did he open it?
What's that?
How did he open it?
Pink stuff.
You ask him?
Yeah.
Very talented fox.
Okay. So you have to put your hands in and slide it?
Well, the handles make it easier.
But is Hank heavy enough?
That's a good question. He doesn't seem to be.
Hank's a fucking polymorphed human. I fucking swear to God.
Okay. I feel like maybe that's a... We'll figure that out. Or, wait. Can I do some sort of like a check on Hank? Like, ask him a question to make sure it's still him?
Yeah.
Hey, Hank, what did I get you for Grinning Fool's Day?
Chaos.
Well, that is true.
The life of chaos.
To be fair, when Caitlin said that, I meant from the jump. Originally.
Okay, I mean, let's keep going.
What are we gonna do, right?
I mean, he seemed... Well, I mean, we could turn around.
Hey, is everything okay? Seems like something's wrong.
Yeah, I was just worried because I don't understand how you got the door open. Like, you don't seem heavy enough for that.
I wedged my nose in motion.
Can you show me how?
Not on the inside, but I could have the outside.
Okay. So I'll have him do it on the other side.
Well, you haven't opened the door yet. You don't know what's on the inside yet.
Oh. We can't hear anything through the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
Yeah,
can I percept?
Yeah.
Go ahead, roll perception check.
Nice.
You hear the sounds of heavy footsteps nearby.
Oh, okay.
They kind of get louder and then fade away.
Oh, is this the opening into the basement?
Yep.
Oh, I thought we still had more.
Are you guys okay if we just, like, wait a beat and see if there's, like...
Yeah, and I'm definitely not going to, like, have him open up the door once we're on the other side. I didn't realize that
that far. No, us either, yeah.
Are there any slivers that I can get eyesight through?
Yeah, we'll make perception check with disadvantage.
Help action?
10.
How are you going to help?
By clearing stuff away.
What'd you get?
10.
You look under, you just the faintest of cracks. This was built very well to be very well hidden. You can see there's just a little bit of, like, you can see a little bit of light coming in from under the door. As you look under there, you see it looks to be a thick carpet, and the shag of it, unfortunately, is kind of blocking your...
Okay. A carpeted basement?
Mm-hmm. It's finished, people.
Yeah, finished.
Okay.
Right.
So, can we hang out long enough to clock the interval on the guards?
Yeah. You hear more footsteps in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay, that's great. Well, then when I think the footsteps are out.
Say about 6 minutes.
Yeah, 6 to 7 minutes. And so when I think the footsteps have faded far enough, I'll start. You guys good? Start cracking the door. I'm going to try and open it as slowly as possible.
Okay.
See what happens.
You slowly open it. It actually slides very easy.
Well, that's good. Okay. Great.
It's incredibly well built. I made some magic to this. Like, it's also noiseless.
Ooh, great. Love that. Love noiseless. Mm-hmm. Do you want to send Hank in ahead of us to see if there's anybody that we can't see?
Yeah. Hank, can you go check and see if the coast is clear?
Yes, do you trust me to do that?
Of course I trust you. Oh, boy. I just was checking to make sure that you had been... I just wanted to check to make sure that you hadn't been, like, pod personed. Like...
Oh, well, in that case, yeah, of course you should always do that. People can turn into all sorts of things.
Exactly.
He cheers up a little bit. He says, it's very smart if you have him. All right, so he goes into the hall. He looks through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you see a wide hallway. Curves around.
I'll draw this on the dust or something.
Goes back this way. Even further. Curves around. You see there's several doors in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And another door at the end.
Which way did the boots leave?
The boots seem to be going that way.
That direction.
Okay. Hank's close enough where I could talk to him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, can you stick your nose underneath the doors and see if you smell anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
It smells like shit in this one.
Okay.
Which
good
one?
Good to know.
This one.
Okay.
Can we close this door just in case somebody walks by while
one has for sure. Good call.
He scouts. And so basically, you get the idea that this is a lavatory,
mm-hmm.
or a privy, whatever you want to call it.
Shitbox.
The shitter.
That this is some sort of pantry.
Okay.
And this room smells faintly like blood.
Good. Torture. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's probably where we need to go.
And then as he comes back, he nudges this open with his nose and comes inside.
You're so smart.
I know.
Super smart.
It shuts slowly behind him as he...
Do we want
to
sit?
Oh, also, if you look through that, this is like, this appears to be like a built-in, like, what do they call it? Like, it's got like, it's almost like a little shrine. It's got like a little like bowl. But it's got a very old portrait of the same god that you saw in the garden.
Wait, where?
That's right, what here. The door is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Do we want to wait till the next footsteps go and then go here?
Yeah, and since we know how about the distance, we should be pretty accurate to call whenever they're going down that hallway, right?
Probably.
When they turn that corner.
Should I wait right here?
Maybe. Maybe. Actually, I think that's great. You just do your best to stay still. It's not even that far, right?
No, it's about 30 feet.
Oh, great.
Are we still sneaking?
Yes, we're still stealthy, plus 10.
Okay, so you wait for the next set of boots to go by. At this point, you're at about 35 minutes of your spell.
Okay. Well, if this door is him, then maybe we can just get the fuck out of here. You want to be Dexy and try it?
What?
I'll watch your back. Try to get into this door.
Okay.
Oh, you have some miniatures?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh. We're going to get in and out without any violence.
Yeah, Gertie is not at all suspicious of Hank, but Colleen is.
Oh, what? I broke the bow.
Oh.
In the arm?
Did the arm break too?
Dang.
That sucks.
Yeah, no, literally.
Look how power. Look how one arm bow.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah, I was so annoyed. I just literally. I was putting the draw still stuff back on top of the shelf, and that little demon that's in the bar fell over and literally just hit your miniature. And I was
sounds about right.
I'm fucking cursed.
It's well, you're cursed about my minis.
Well, it's either you or all three of them at the same time.
Yeah.
One of the
right.
Two. You're the sacrificial lamb. Yeah. Sorry.
You want to try it?
Okay. So who all's going to the blood room?
Not to me.
The blood room?
I mean, I'm not very stealth, I think.
I should probably
stay back.
Okay. You said we saw some of the guards, right? Like, they saw us clearly, and we saw them clearly when we were riding by.
Not clearly. Like, you could see them. They had torches that kind of...
Oh, okay.
But they just saw us as a group.
Yeah.
Our vibe.
So we can... okay.
Are you trying to think about impersonating?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who...
Let's take a roll my perception check to see how well you get, how good of a look you get at one of them.
30-20.
Oh,
nice.
You get a pretty good look at a guard.
Okay. So you're just going to cast...
Well, right now, like, you're, like, you're bathed in shadows and sort of blending in with the...
Yeah. Not yet.
Okay.
I have some in my back.
Oh, as we entered the shag carpet, you guys look like you have shag carpet on your feet, and you're all covered kind of in a patina of dust. Cute. And if you stand still, it just looks like... a dusty mannequin or something. Ooh, that belongs here. Cool. A dusty suit of armor type of situation.
Sick.
No mechanical benefit because you can't hide in plain sight, but still.
All right, so you go to the blood door.
Yeah.
Who opens it?
Go to the blood ring.
I will try to... Oh, it's unlocked?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I...
Yeah.
I mean, the only way to find out that it's unlocked is to have tried to open it.
Does it seem like there's anything... funny about this?
Yeah.
No, other than fact, it's unlocked.
Okay.
It's a bad sign.
I'll open it.
Yeah.
Okay, you open the door.
I'll open it, but I'm like ready to.
You see a grisly sight. There's a large butcher's table in the center, and there's just meat hitting up on this room. There's like a whole side of cow.
Butcher. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Why
you try to scare me?
Right? Okay, let's go back in until the next pass. Is that good?
Should we take
how long has it been?
Never mind.
The next pass will have been 42 minutes.
God damn it.
How long it
takes about
seven minutes.
So they pass by and
then. So it's only been less than a minute. You want to open the door, saw all the meat.
So we still got to
maybe we just go this way. Just follow, peek around the corner and just follow him down as we go. Okay. Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, sorry guys.
Yeah. I will go first with my perception and just peek my little head little bit. Stealth check. Just me?
Just well, are you going too?
Yeah.
Make
are we not going?
No.
These two are staying behind.
Well,
I was gonna say we're going really far away.
I think since they're going so far away, I might. It was just like when we were trying to figure out stuff there.
Got a natural one.
So I did as well, and I spent my coin. So, okay, that's a little better. Stealth?
Is that an auto fail, or can I still
ask? No, it's not an auto fail.
Worry that if we're not there, then they don't you're have really our power, away. Like our fighting power.
I got an 18.
I guess I could send Hank with them, but I mean, I can only communicate well, to Hank.
Let me peek down the hallway and see what we see, and then we can decide. Because we're still always close.
That, but then that'll lead back to us.
Yeah.
We should send Hank with us.
And yeah, I was going to say,
and then if you see that we're a little too far, you decide that you want to come. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, but then we'll lose the plus 10 to our stealth.
Mm. Yeah, if you're more than... Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah well, if you've got plus... I think I'll be okay. I've already...
Oh,
the one
plus 10. I got a 28 plus 10.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
I got an 18.
Can you send Hank ahead to see if he can find Asper?
Mm-hmm.
So
I got a 26. So
awesome.
You've got this. Hey, Hank, can you kind of go ahead and see if you can find Asper?
Oh, no reason.
Oh, what?
Well, where
are you fucking? I told you that earlier. He was in a room with a bunch of people.
Oh, he's in the room with the people. I thought they were hanging out and you didn't. Okay.
No, I didn't understand that.
Misunderstood.
Wait, whoa. So Asper's upstairs.
No, Asper's down here.
But he's in the room with eight people.
He's in a room with people.
Where's so it the could room? Be other prisoners.
Could be, but
we don't know.
But we said we he asked him.
He says, from where you're at, Gritty, you take a right, then a left, go down to your second left, then a right, then a left.
He's really smart.
Right.
He is, right?
Second, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he going with us?
Right, left, second left, right, and a left, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks. We're, Gertie, we're, can you please ask Hank kindly, respectfully, if there are guards or other prisoners?
Were the people guards or prisoners that were with them?
Pretty sure there are guards.
In the cell. That's what we're gathering. Okay.
Let's go check it out anyway.
So everybody come in and you stick it behind.
I'm going with.
Yeah,
I'm going to go.
So stealth checks.
26.
18. 18.
Nice. 28.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, fam.
With my natural.
I know. Two natural ones.
Thank you for your...
I gave up my coin for it because, oof. And I didn't even know that you had a nat one whenever I did. Yeesh.
Yeah, the hallways here are strangely labyrinthian.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's on purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yet shag carpet. That's so weird.
I like it's the shag carpet that's really sending you.
It is. It really is. I'll take creepy basement. Basements are supposed to be creepy, but the shag
carpet. High traffic carpet, but shag?
Right?
I mean, I feel so bad for the cleaning staff.
Okay, so you all make your way.
Stairs up.
You see stairs up here.
I'm just percepting and peeking around every corner before we do anything.
Mm-hmm. As you get here, you start to hear voices coming from down there.
Okay.
They're just kind of like talking, like quiet talking, kind of goofing around.
So
really
a guard station, maybe? Did he answer you about what kind of people they were?
Yeah, he thought they were guards, but I think we should still
go. Eight guards is so fucking many.
Well, what is it, eight?
So he said.
Hank is very smart.
Can he sneak down there and see who's down there right now? The people that are talking, is that where the guards are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you see if there's like a window or something? And from that room to the outside?
Oh.
There's no windows.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
What if we have a reason to get all eight of them upstairs?
Is there a fire alarm?
Or like you being somebody.
Did I turn into
One of the guard, like the guard captain or something? Or no, a Dragomir.
Oh.
Well, what can you do?
We don't know what this Dragomir looks like.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you look...
But I know...
One of the guards, yeah.
Well, no, the Imperator.
Oh!
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
That bad?
No.
You've never met Imperator Basker.
Oh.
Captain Rosk is who we met.
Captain Rosk.
Yeah.
You have met Captain Rosk.
I know.
Feel bad.
I know. Captain Rosk.
What if I turn into Asper?
That would actually be really bad.
Oh my god, then how do we get you out?
That's why I was wondering about windows, because I misty step.
Yes!
But I mean...
Oh! You know what you could do? You're Asper, you run all the way around, you misty step into the hidden tunnel, they're looking for you, we swoop in and try to get Asper out.
Yeah, I need to see.
That's right. No, fair. I mean, that's hilarious, though.
Also, like, can you... how often can you change...
I got this one.
And
I
just one.
This one looks grown taller.
Okay. And how much time do we have on this guy coming around?
Like 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes? Oh, great. Amazing.
He hasn't done much.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah.
So we got a hot second.
I think that you can get there before they come around the corner and get into the tower.
All of them?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Like, I just, I have a lot of faith. The other option is if you go that way, going around and running up the stairs, and there's probably doors up to the outside up there.
But everyone.
Everyone. There's like, can we hear them shouting upstairs?
Yeah, but they're going to be so confused.
I'll make perception.
They're probably just going to kill me.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
They're going to shoot
first. Because you look like the Imperator.
I don't know what the...
Or not the Imperator, the...
Perception?
Whatever, whoever the...
The captain.
The guard captain, yeah.
29.
I don't think they would, because...
It's very faint. Yeah, you can hear, like... Not definitely not enough to even make out what they're saying, but you can hear, like...
Oh, that's right, you were going to get
asked. Conversation happening upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
What about...
What if you change back into yourself and you go, you went that way!
Could...
I'll point out that he is currently, like, presumably in a cell or something in a dungeon. So if he's still in the cell,
it's not quick.
It's not fast.
Not everybody's going to leave him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. What if we send Hank in to cause a ruckus and try to draw them out this direction?
Yeah.
I really just want. I want some sparklers or little pop rockets that we can give to Hank. It's what I really want.
I have elementalism that can create a small sensory effect that might get maybe some people to move. But...
Oh, speaking of cantrips, I have thaumaturgy. I could yell. Really loud.
What was it about elementalism?
Oh, so I can do beckon air, beckon earth, beckon fire. I was thinking the air one because you can close doors. And I wonder if I could beckon air to close a door that's nearby.
So I can do something slightly similar. I've had invisible hand, but also I have tremors. You cause harmless tremors in the ground for 1 minute. That's good for causing chaos. And I can also create a phantom sound that originates from a point of your choice within range.
Are there a lot of mice around here?
Oh, yeah.
Could I do speak with animals and get them to just, like, chase the guards?
Oh my god. Get the vermin of the castle to chase them? Fuck yeah.
I like where your head's at. the bunch of guards with big heavy boots probably aren't going to get chased too much by mice. Right
even there. If it's like a horde of them?
I don't know if there's a horde of
mice. Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
I'm trying.
So it seems like we're not going to be able to get all the guards out of the room.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe... This is the point where we decide.
Yeah.
Are we good with them seeing our faces? Whatever avenue we go.
Or I mean, do we have scars?
Can I bring out the ski mask?
That's kind of what I was thinking is, like, do we have scars we could put over our faces?
I mean.
Absolutely. Though, I mean, you're still very, you're a tortle.
Yeah.
Death. Himbo, and you know.
We walk with death, and death is very recognizable. And we don't want you to take off your armor because that's not okay.
I mean, basically, I feel like this is the tough decision point.
Yeah.
This is in the, BioWare RPG, the decision point of you've got basically a few choices here.
Yeah.
Do you leave
mm-hmm.
not being detected, but keeping your reputation as the town intact? Do you go in and try to, like, somehow divert the guards out without them seeing you, but knowing that you probably won't be able to get all of them out of there?
Yeah.
Do you kill them to save Asper? Or do you go in and knock them out, knowing that they'll easily be able to identify you afterwards?
My gut says get as many out as we can and subdue the rest.
Yeah.
That's what my gut says.
I mean, that's my thought as well. Like, I don't really care if people know me. I'll just go back into the woods.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, we're getting ready to ride north. It could be, maybe we don't ever come back. Could be months before we get back. Who knows? Yeah. What do you guys think?
I mean, yes. What do you think?
Fuck it, let's do it.
What about you, Death?
Death, how do you feel? All
right, so what's our expansion plan?
You're going to do the voice thing, or?
Oh, I will.
Do you want to pretend to be a guard? Or?
Ooh, the phantom sound can also be ominous whispers. Do you want to be an outside guard? I'll start the ominous whispers. Or like a sounding like a faint ruckus outside, and you run in and say, "To arms, we need help!" And try to get them to run up, and we'll be hiding like around the corner.
Yeah.
Want to try it? And then you just kind of go, and then you don't go as you're ushering them past you.
Yeah, happy to take direction.
where will the rest of you be at this point?
Hiding? In this little cul-de-sac.
Yeah, hide in the corner.
Right here?
In this little hallway here. Before we get started, can I go down there? What is that? Can I listen at the door and figure out what it might be?
You would gather, this is probably the back door to the pantry.
Uh-huh.
Room's dead quiet.
Okay.
These doors are locked. They're gilded. And you don't hear anything on the other side.
Oh, maybe family treasury? Don't know. But Hank said that Asper for sure is in that room.
Yep.
Okay, great. Just like Trixie DMZs, you gotta watch out. are both of the doors are locked?
These double doors are locked.
What's that door there? Can I open it?
You open it?
See what's in there? Very quietly.
Quietly open it. You look in there and there's just a bunch of like, it looks kind of like disused exercise equipment.
Okay.
So
it's classic base.
It's storage. Clearly just storage.
And there's just the one door.
Just the one door into it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, if we kind of like are right inside the storage room with the door just barely cracked, then the guard coming past definitely can't see us and we won't fuck up your life. I can still cast ominous whispers from there and go from there.
Are you okay with being
out there by yourself?
Out there by yourself.
No problem being by myself. We are still doing something heroic, right?
Exactly.
This is good.
It's very good.
Honestly, as long as we don't kill anybody, we're fine. And even if we do, if they try to kill us, it'll probably be okay.
But they're just doing their job.
I know. I don't want to kill anybody.
It's a good thing to let Asper go, right?
Yes.
I think so. He could. Okay, right. Yeah, timeout. TT, fair. Is Asper known for, like, mayhem and murder? Or he just steals from the rich and gives to the poor?
He's a Robin Hood type. He's a folk hero. People like him.
Okay.
He got caught because he's trying to steal diamonds that were being hoarded and give them back to...
Instead of four.
I bet the diamonds are behind that fucking door. I bet you anything they're behind that fucking door. Ooh. Man.
Okay.
Focus. Don't get distracted.
I'm gonna try my best. If it doesn't work...
Misty step.
I am going to run.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Run.
Meet you back at the.
Yep.
And I am going to as far as if it does fail, I'm going to give him the thieves' tools.
Oh yeah, just toss him to him and run. Yeah. Love it. I love it.
Okay.
Absolutely, I love it. Dude, hold on. Why don't we give the thieves' tools to fucking Hank? Hank can't go invisible. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. But he can probably get in between the bars before...
Just like we're making a ruckus, Hank's our backup plan. I'll give my thieves' tools to Hank.
Always use one.
Gertie, can you give these to Hank and tell him to give them to Asper if he gets a chance?
Yeah.
Fucking Hank.
I didn't hear that. Okay.
That was he didn't actually say.
Okay. Yep.
I tell him, plan B.
Plan B.
If everything goes to shit, just get these to Asper. And take care of yourself. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll resummon me if something goes wrong, right?
It's true. Of course I will. But also, I don't want anything bad to happen to you where I have to summon you.
Well, you keep sending me in the dangerous situation. Something bad might happen.
No.
But don't worry. I'm pretty crafty.
Calculated risks, buddy.
Just know I'm doing something dangerous. You're good. You expect one.
Oh.
Here's a treat.
I am a good fox.
You are a very good fox.
Okay. Okay. You ready? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to use thaumaturgy to make the sounds of,
Before you go, I put my hand on your shoulder and I say, you can do this.
Thank you.
That's it.
Just an affirmation. No mechanical benefit.
I have nothing to help in this situation.
I'm trying
to bolster this person's
I blush so hard. Confidence. I made an assumption. I was wrong.
My only tool is kind words, and I don't have kind words.
Well, so. Ben's already just stabbed me, so I think that was a lot better. Rip me apart with her words. That was okay.
Okay. Ominous whispers, okay, and like
into the guard upstairs.
The clank of swords hitting metal. It's giving mob.
It's giving mob. Okay.
So you all are here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Oh, wow. This is labyrinthian. Holy shit.
You kind of see these tunnels veer off. When you get here, you actually see there's two guards standing out front.
What was the line?
Whispers. Oh, you two are standing guard outside the...
Oh, I should have communicated so you know they're.
Gotcha. I was like, do you have a negative to deception? What's about to happen?
No, I'm decently rizzy.
Deception.
Deception. Deception's not good though.
Oh no. Okay. Well.
First way. Shit.
Fair.
All right. So you've never had to lie in your life. You're rushing out, right?
Yeah.
So, where do you stop?
Oh.
Chris Fairfield.
Kind of like there, probably, where they can see me and I can see into...
Yeah, you see these doors are actually open. You see there's a room with 5x5 cages, you can actually see a bugbear. The cage is so small around him. All he can do is stand.
5x5 is so small. That's inhumane.
You see guards all around him. He is their prize. You get the idea, just based on how this is going, he's gotten away before, perhaps. You see, there's a big burly man watching over all this. And then, what's your spiel?
What was it? Sorry, Joanna's having a hard time remembering.
You hear there's the sounds of metal and clanking, and the guards are kind of... Well, they're already kind of looking that direction because of the sound. You come rushing around the corner.
The mob is here.
The mob is here. They're breaching the...
We need reinforcements.
The outside. We need reinforcements.
Roll me a deception with advantage.
You got this.
It's the advantage is because I told you.
Yes!
Right. Not because of your actual...
Because you're feeling so confident.
Okay. Oh, wait. You also have a coin.
I do have a coin, and I have...
Thank God you didn't spend it.
My fighter ability.
Oh yeah, tactical command.
Yes, my tactical mind. Can I add a D10?
Amazing.
Look it up. Come on.
Got it.
14. Oh, 19.
It's pretty good.
Well, it's as if I fail.
I probably failed that one with a 14,
with,
right?
With 14, yeah, that would not succeed. With a 19, you see the guards kind of look at each other. They grab their swords. A couple of the guards decide to do as well. When you hear a voice say, "Stuff," a wizened waif of a man, hardly 80 pounds, steps around the corner. He looks like a walking corpse. His eyes are covered with roomy... milky cataracts as he looks over and extends a long, gnarled finger. Says, "It's a trick. He's in disguise. Roll initiative.
Oh. Fuck! Can we hear this?
Yeah.
Okay, can we also roll initiative?
We'll all be rolling.
Okay, good.
Shit.
Okay. Oh, fuck
all
me.
All again.
Wow. This old fucking crypt keeper ass.
Fuck.
I know. I got a 5. You hate rolling low initiative.
Never bothers me.
Oh.
Happy dice again.
I don't want to talk about it.
I brought out this because I was like, maybe I'll use another one, but then I remembered how poorly these rolled and the reason I switched to just using one fucking die. So maybe I will. Yikes.
So did you roll high in initiative? You want my coin?
I mean, I don't think it'll be good. I mean, I have my coin, but I got a 17.
Oh, that's good.
But not too bad. Yeah. But
I got
if I go first versus, I mean, I'm going to take hits, but.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just worried about, like, a whole person or something getting them bonked down on you.
That is true. But we're here.
We did make a call, didn't we?
That's okay. My mom will get me out.
Oh, no. For sure. Ruko's mom will get him out. He'll be fine. Because none of us know that.
How tall are the ceilings in here?
10 feet.
Oh.
All right, so Mahogany, what'd you get?
9.
Ruko?
17.
Elaine?
9.
Which one of you wants to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Mahogany?
Yeah.
3?
11.
I think we'll both just hit things. Situations. Me looking at this character sheet, trying to figure out what it can do, and just being sad every time.
Okay, so you actually go first.
Hey! Oh, amazing.
Does it look like they're going to kill me?
They're going for the swords. At the behest of this creepy-ass fucker.
Well, okay.
We'll follow your lead. if you run, we'll run.
They look, I mean, this guy, creepy magey dude, and then the rest of them.
Also, roll my perception check.
That one.
Okay, you all notice you're too scared.
Jesus.
Alright, so. So the D6s look like your garden variety guards. The D8 looks like maybe a guard captain. And then the D4 is this crypt keeper looking guy.
Okay. Would it take anything to, for me to like double check that that's actually Aspair?
I'll let you just go and roll perception check.
Not you. 16.
Yeah, it looks like Aspair. At least from, you've never seen him in person before, but this looks off like the guy in the posters.
Well.
He kind of looks at you perplexed.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Amazing. Amazing.
20. Okay, sorry, where was I? Here?
Yeah. I just realized we should have snuck up on that guard that was doing the patrol and had Gertie charm him.
This is more interesting.
It's more interesting for sure. Think you're gonna stay or you think you're gonna run?
Should I stay? Should I go?
Can I move through enemies?
Yeah.
Oh, it's difficult though, right?
Yeah, it's just difficult.
And you said we could do subdual damage
mm-hmm.
and not actually end anybody.
Yeah.
For the creepy guy, is he magic or is he just creepy and rich?
It's a fine line.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him yet, but he looks magic.
I would imagine he saw through. He's got
he would have to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to be that smart. Spell casting is great. Okay, well, we're going to fight them, right? So I'm just going to go lead the party this way because I can't get to Aspair. 30. But while I was still in range, can I just shoot with my bow?
Yeah.
Actually, no. Since you guys are... No, never mind. I'm not doing shit. I'm dashing.
Yeah.
30. 40. 50. 60.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running?
Huh?
So we're running?
Oh, no, I'm just bringing the party closer so that they don't all... Because I'm like, if they all go next, they're just going to beat me up.
Yeah. So you're just bringing them to us?
Yeah, well, I mean, or I could die by myself.
No, I love it. I do love it. I was genuinely asking, are you running away? Or
yeah, otherwise you would have to, I would be dying, and then you would
have
to spend
all your...
What? With our high rolls?
With our really great initiatives?
I don't remember all your initiatives.
They were low. Very low. Ew. Surely a double move.
Yeah, that was a double move.
Great.
Oh, wait, that was my action. Sorry, can I bonus action have...
Stupid.
Can I bonus action have hexed this guy?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before I went...
What are you hexing from?
Oh.
It's just an ability check, right?
Yes.
So... it's gonna be crap.
Maybe perception for seeing you?
Wisdom.
Okay. No saving throw required, right?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Good.
X is
awesome.
Curdy.
I am going to change my mind.
I almost channeled Divinity Divine Sensed. And I don't know if he's actually undead, but the way you described it.
It's real undead vibe, yeah.
Yeah. And then I would know.
Oh, what happened when you tried to hex him?
Yeah, hexed.
He is hexed?
Mm.
Okay.
On wisdom ability checks.
So if we do decide to run away,
he at least will have a harder time seeing us. I think he's got to be...
Get your ski masks on!
I think concentrating on him is most important. Like,
bring the party to you.
I think I'm just gonna do Thunder Wave.
Mm.
So I'll move up.
You're gonna run away?
I'm just seeing how far away it is.
Before, I mean, I was gonna ask this, but would a reasonably, like, if any fight were to ensue here, they could probably hear us from up there.
If you cast Thunderwave, for sure, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, also, they would, there's going to be some screaming and shouting and throwing up. Yeah, they're going to hear it upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another good thing to remember. You've probably got maybe a 5 or 6 round timer.
Which is a long time in combat, so...
Actually, I can punish your roll for that.
Watch, he rolls a 1 and we're fucked next round.
No, it's going to be... it's going to be... There's a minimum.
Mm.
Okay.
What was your roll?
It's for me to know. So, pretty, you're doing Thunder Wave?
Yeah.
So they need to make con.
And is that against my spell?
Yes. A 14.
Misses.
And a 13.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Sick.
Sick, sick, sick.
So I am going to...
Let's play about that.
They get 2d8 damage, and they get pushed 10 feet back.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll steal rules, just blast them into the wall.
That is 6 plus 8.
14?
Yep.
Good. So you knocked them both out.
Hey!
Sick.
So non-lethally, right?
Okay. Yeah. So we can't. Okay.
I guess do we plan B now with Hank, or are we gonna try and do this?
I mean, I feel like Hank being like, he might also get whacked at this point.
If he gets whacked,
he can get him back.
wouldn't be bad.
What if we sent him? And we go after them, and maybe he can get through,
get the
stuff to Asper, and Asper can be get out, and then start helping us.
Yes, yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Can I send Hank in, or is that another action?
Well, no, you've already told Hank what my nature is. He's gone.
Yeah. He's already working on it.
Sam wants to.
How are they? Are they any good?
No. I don't. Chip packs.
Chip
pass.
Oh, I don't know
if
I'll take
this. Like
you extended
it from my meaty
paw.
Ew.
Oh, no. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh. That's great.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do you feel? One hard no.
Oh my god, that's so nasty.
Why don't you like it?
That taste does not belong in that texture.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Oh. So you just thunder wave them. What else do you bring? Or is that it?
That's it.
What's up, mahogany? Handling.
Sale. I know, great. So bad.
I can roll that an initiative too, you know.
All right. My movement is not going to change.
Why are you suspicious?
Oh.
I'm always suspicious.
Yeah, I'm always suspicious too. Where'd it go? Sorry, I just have to. Yeah. I am going to dig my foot into the ground, gear up a little bit, and I'm going to. But if I leave everybody behind, I'm fucked. I don't have that many hit points.
This is a hard map for a ranger.
From there, can I see? Is there doors locked up there?
The stairs going to do like a.
Or you have to roll around.
Okay. That sucks.
Oh, sorry.
So there's nothing.
What's that?
That's what I'm sorry. And this goes down, but that's not an entryway.
No, that's a wall. You don't know. You don't actually know kind of where that is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fascinating how well they replicated that flavor. Like even the meatiness.
I was gonna do a thing, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna ready an action to shoot the first person that I see, and my bonus action.
Non-lethally,
yes.
So you put on like blunted tips on your arrows.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'll probably just aim for non-lethal places on their body.
Perfect, and knock them out.
Wanted style for sure. Sorry. Yeah, I don't really have anything else.
You want to pass that cake there? It was really good. You made it too.
No.
Did you steal?
Yes. Bonus action.
Can I get this week? That reminds me of a zinger. I don't know if you ever had zingers.
Like the little Debbie.
Yeah.
A bonus action. I'm going to command Rosewood to attack. If someone gets close enough to do so. Which is different than his reaction. I usually don't do it. But yeah, so he's also technically got a readied action as well. Just post it up. And then heist it.
You got some trouble on the back of your feet.
I think I moved too far.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, you paused it? I'm sorry. Because I was here, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I did technically go 1 too far, so I am going to use that bonus action. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, perfect.
Basically, this is right here. And so... So I'm still readied action. Rosewood just isn't readied.
Okay.
That's all.
I have my...
Fratling's next. Otherwise, I would have had you take a turn. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Will you guys be upset above table if I put my thing that makes you make a saving throw here-ish, or you'll fall over, and it affects you guys too if you go in it?
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We just don't have to go in it, and then they can all get caught up in it, right?
Well, but then...
You can dismiss it, though, right?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything
about it. I would assume you can dismiss it. Well,
what saving throw is it?
What's the duration?
Hold on, I lost it. It's a 1 minute duration. It's a strength save. It doesn't say anything about dismissing it.
I mean, probably because they're a third party and they forgot to include that.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I forgot that this was.
So yeah, I'd say you dismiss it. Okay. Like.
Cool. I mean, the timer's on because
Yeah. Thunderwave was definitely loud enough.
Yeah.
Well, but you set it there, then they can just come to us and we can pick them off.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It would be good to. It's a 30-foot radius circle.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to get you in it, but it would be nice to have if anybody comes down the stairs. But yeah. I think that's probably.
Do it. Elaine not would.
Good enough.
I think Elaine would, right?
Get you?
No, but just do it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, what I was saying was above the table.
You have my consent.
Like, it'd be nice to have it so they would have to get it too. But that would make you in there.
I can slip me do.
Yeah.
And it's a strength saver. What happens?
Where you fall prone.
I'm sitting on your son.
Each creature that starts its turn. Wait. Starts its turn. So they.
Wow, the taste of meat is still in my mouth.
It 10 has foot radius. Oh, it's only a 10 foot radius. So that makes it better. Okay. Mm. And 30 foot tall.
Mm.
The space within the area is difficult terrain for creatures other than you. Each creature other than you that starts its turn in the area must make a saving throw. So that wouldn't actually do us anything, because if they run through it, they wouldn't be prone because they're not starting their turn there, right?
Oh, yeah.
They make it difficult terrain, though, so they wouldn't be able to
make it through all the way.
But that's not really worth my action.
Yeah.
For 10 feet of difficult terrain.
2-foot radius, so it'd be 20 feet.
20 feet, well.
Okay.
So they wouldn't be able to make it through in one turn.
Okay.
And so they would end up
starting. If you set it off down here, they wouldn't be able to get to us at all.
I think she was trying to say to keep people from going
down. Up top?
Yeah, but.
Oh.
No.
Sorry. Is it concentration?
No. Oh. It's not. I'm just thinking. Okay.
See, I'm so happy.
I think setting that off on the stairs is really good.
I was.
But, yeah, but then like you said on your action. And you would have to make the save. The strength save. But then if I
do it.
But if I set it over here, then they can't get to us on this turn.
But also, that's where we're going. I think your idea is better. Because if we only have 2 rounds and you can slow down on those stairs, that might give us enough time to get that back down here when we need to go.
Got a little.
Cast it on me.
That wasn't my idea.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do it on the people that I know are coming after us. So I'll do it here, I guess.
Go ahead and draw this here.
So there. Something like that. Mm-hmm. That's an popular, or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, and don't forget, it's you don't do diagonals differently too. So it's basically just a big square.
Okay.
Cool. Why? Hi.
Okay.
You also hear the sound upstairs of like something like crashing into the floor, table legs splintering, perhaps.
Oh, did it break out into a fight upstairs?
Well, no, it's a 30 foot, goes 30 feet up.
Oh!
That's right.
Sorry.
So, what's 30 feet?
Oh. The cone, or the cylinder.
Whatever. I don't really have
so that covers, like, these four?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those 10 squares. And whatever's behind those walls.
Oh. Poor exercise equipment.
And that's it. I don't have any bone sections.
Can I open that door?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, wait. Can I use 2 channel divinities in one turn?
You have the actions for it.
Yeah. One's a bonus action and one's an action. Nice. Can I divine sense?
Yeah.
It's only within 60 feet, though.
60 feet? That's.
No, just short.
How long is it left?
10 minutes. Yeah, I'll put it up.
Get it up.
Okay, that's that.
You just need a setup round. That's all.
Is this not working? That is it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. This, you see the wizened old creature, as it gets closer, you sense of undead.
I will communicate that.
He looks at the rippling air curiously, and looks down the hall, sees you.
Ready to action.
Yep.
Do I get to take both my attacks?
Yeah, two attacks per action.
Let's see if this fucker can be hit.
Legolas.
29.
Yeah, 29 will hit him.
Fuck yeah.
29?
Hey, 27. Alright, now we're cooking with gas. Mwah.
Sorry.
Too silly?
No, that's fun.
After how your dice have been treated.
Yeah, I know, I needed a kiss. I almost put it down. I was like, wait, that kiss. That dice deserves a kiss. Ooh, alright. So, 19 points of damage between both hits. And his speed is slowed a further 10 feet. If he enters it, he loses an additional 10 feet. And I would also, god damn it, I keep forgetting to do that. I'd like to mark him too. Can I add that damage as well?
Yep. Wow. Oh, wait, you can't mark him because that's a bonus action.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yep. So. Thank you. Yep.
You fire two arrows, they just hit into his flesh. He just kind of swipes his hand down and breaks the arrows off, leaving the tips inside.
Oh, God. Cool. Does he look like he actually damaged? Okay.
He's just being cool.
He's a cool guy, guys.
He looks at you.
Look out, guys. He's a cool guy.
He says, I'm going to rip your tusks out and add them to my necklace. And he fires a blast at you. 11 will miss.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Yep.
And a 19.
Yep.
Did we all hear that?
Yes. He said it very loudly. So the first hit's 24 necrotic.
Whoa! Uh-oh!
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
The second hit's 23 necrotic.
Bye? 24 plus?
That's 47.
I'm down.
What's your max HP?
41.
And,
Wow. Dead. Not
he,
dead.
As a bonus action, raises a hand.
It's gonna kill me.
And you see just the round, little bits of bone hands come up between the flagstones and the ground as these skeletons kind of rip open the stones and pull themselves out next to each of you.
Oops.
We should leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they get to go.
Wow.
Got a little big fur britches here.
Yeah, apparently. Did you give us any indication that we were dumbasses into this?
No. Okay. Other than the fact that, you're going into the ancient estate of a very rich and powerful family. You have a bunch of, kind of creepy cult shit, around. That's the fun of it, though, right? Is sometimes you walk into situations that are maybe a little above your level.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you question us, really kind of, are you sure you want to do that? That didn't happen this time.
I trust you guys now.
Okay.
Elaine, 13 points, or attack to hit, 13 misses. Gertie, 13 misses. Ruko. Fourteen misses. Second attack on Elaine. 22.
That hits.
Nine points of piercing.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
And the best they got out of you was a 15 Mahogany. Is that it?
Does it? I'm down. Don't they just auto crit?
They still have to roll.
Oh, do they? Okay. No, 15 is a miss.
You roll with advantage, but.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, I thought they just hit automatically. But yeah, AC 16.
Roll for it.
Oh, okay. Great. Love it. Since I'm not rocking two death saves. Oof.
I'm going to double check.
Yeah.
Pretty sure, though. Self-enroll, they just auto-crit if they hit.
Excuse me.
Any attack roll that hits you is a critical hit.
Okay, great. Love it.
And attack rolls against you have advantage, so... They're two hits, not the highest. So, it puts up Ruko.
Back at the top of the round? Okay.
They're not in.
These are the only things that have come down the hall. Those two guards you knocked out. This guy.
Okay. This fucking guy.
Oh my God, Gertie. We're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going?
What?
Like, keep going?
Are we retreating, or are we fighting?
We're fighting.
I will say this person just took three attacks, summoned five undead, and knocked her down with one.
Yeah.
One,
two. Yeah, first. I think it's probably.
All of that in one turn.
Okay, yeah. So now's the point where I'm like, are you sure?
No, that's what I was like, I don't.
Yeah. If you could get my body, I'd really appreciate it.
I know, that's what I'm...
Yikes.
Birdie, can you get her up?
Yeah.
Does either of you have healing word?
No, but I have... Oh, what do I have? Some stuff.
What does it take to carry somebody?
If they're willing, you just grab them. You move half your movement.
I'm an object now.
I've got cure wounds.
Do you know that I have... free healing, also.
Mm. But you both have to touch her, right?
Yeah.
You also go after Mahogany.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'm gonna go...
Oh, I have healing potions on me, too, if you're coming this way. You don't even need to use a spell slot. I've got greater healing. I've got two of them.
Oh, I forgot. That's right.
Oh! I don't go down!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have one hit point!
That's right.
Ha! And then he didn't hit me with the... Yeah. We're good. I have a hit point.
Oh. How about that, yeah. Feet.
Thank God. That was the most complicated part about this.
I know. I take those spectral hits and I go, run.
It didn't even have advantage, so yeah, it was definitely missed.
Oh my God. Yeah, get the fuck out, bro. We gotta go.
Okay.
We don't belong here.
Okay, are we just dashing and taking all the hits? You can't.
I can take healing potion.
Oh, yeah, you can take a healing potion. Then.
And they didn't hit you for a lot, right? Okay. No, I'm just, gauging their hits.
These are just, CR 1-8 skeletons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because these are weak and get down to what we can.
And also, though, if you guys scoop up their reactions, then I can hot-foot it through and not take any reactions, because they're only going to have
you
one.
For me, but the other two people.
Yeah, but, I mean, you'll be able to get rid of two of them, so...
That's true. I'm way ahead of you two. Okay, I'm going to shoot this one behind Mahogany.
Okay, you're going to shoot this one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold it there.
Ooh.
You okay?
I'm fine. More importantly, your miniatures are
okay. 21.
Hey, nice.
Oh, shit. I don't use this bow. What does it do?
D8.
Nice. Eight.
12.
You take out a stone?
Hey, look at that. All right.
Well, since I got to take a second attack anyway,
yeah,
I will shoot this one.
You make some free advice.
Yeah.
You may want to clear out the ones behind you so you can...
So we can run. Yeah, do it.
Get a clean vector to escape.
Because it's difficult terrain.
They would trigger all of these. I could take a hit, but Mahogany can't.
I could take a hit. Yeah. It's going to be fine. Yeah.
I think big potion.
I got
a big
potion. I have a potion and I have cure wounds. So.
Okay.
And I can dash as a bonus action.
As a bonus. Okay.
We can't potion and potions.
I was going to say, can I not use my. Because healing word is also a bonus action, which is the other.
Bonus action economy. No.
Yeah. It's totally fine. I'm fine. I'm going to. Because I have a greater healing and my action is. Cure wounds.
I feel like this is a stupid question, but skeletons can't take poison damage, right?
They are typically immune to poison damage, correct? And vulnerable to bludgeoning.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, but this... So, because they can go diagonal, this is not...
Yeah, you can go
I thought they were both. Okay, I will... Well, it's two attacks. Do they both have to be with the bow, though?
I thought you switched to your... One of your swords.
Okay. New sword. I hit it with
And you get sword. Three attacks a turn, right?
Two.
Because the Nick property?
Oh.
That's only if I use my... But I didn't, because I used... Okay. The bow is not
an I gotcha.
Situation.
Run back with your sword?
Yeah. New sword.
Ooh. Fancy new sword. Your
sword. Oh, not good, though.
That's still going to hit.
Okay. 15?
Yeah.
It's my regular plus. Okay, 15. Nice.
These weenies.
Weenie beanies.
So 1d8 because I'm using it with one hand. Mm-hmm. Or am I using it with both? Because I just like dropped the bow. Okay.
Yeah.
I never roll a d10.
That's not good.
Six.
Six, all right. It is, well, not bloody per se, but rattled, I guess.
Rattled. And number one, that's the two guards that are down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
These two?
Oh, wait, I do have a bonus action. Shit, sorry.
What's your bonus action?
I was going to hit with an offhand, but I can't because I was using...
You can switch to a d8, I'm fine.
Can I switch? Okay, sorry about that. I forgot that for some reason I was like, I was holding an action. It's also a two, so it's the exact same thing.
Wait,
that worked out.
Okay. But I don't have mastery in that yet, so I just do a regular offhand with one of my thingies.
Oh.
My stabby.
Excuse me.
A crit.
Yay! Okay. Very nice!
That's more dice? Oh, no.
Yeah, maximum. Plus.
14.
So, yeah, that'll definitely take it out.
Maximum. Oh, no, that wasn't my... Right, so I have to do a different weapon.
Right, but it's the maximum damage plus level. 14. It only had 6 hit points left.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I go 30 feet.
Run forest, run.
I go around the corner and then we sink.
Yep. Yeah. Creepy Crypt guy is number two, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Thankfully, he won't be able to get through the gravity.
Thank fucking God.
You mean the titty?
The titty? Is that why you did it?
No, but I thought it immediately.
Now that you're looking at it, you're like, oh, actually.
He goes, this tiny... Nipples and lack of areola. It's really.
Oh, I was going to say eye. It's giving eye.
They're going to do a heart shaped areola.
the heart tattoos of areola.
Let's talk about that later. All right, so you're done. Except these guards, no more coming down that hallway. Present 30.
Okay. I'm going to cast wild shape and I'm going to turn into a giant goat.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to back up one square, and then I'm going to ram that skeleton, the rainbow guy.
Backing up one square will provoke from it.
Oh.
That's fine.
That's fine. You're good.
I think I'll still take him out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're good. We can take on any number of skeletons, but this Crypt Keeper guy.
14 will miss.
Nice.
I think. Actually, what's your goat AC, I guess?
It's 11, so I'll hit.
That'll hit. Four. 5 points.
Okay.
Stop that.
Let me.
And you get temp HP when you want to shape, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's type
druid since
they
it's
changed
your
druid flow. So I'm gonna ram that skeleton and it is this plus.
Whoop. That was great.
Nice.
18 plus 5 is 20. Yeah. And then he gets damage.
It's fine. I realized it was just the open bag and the meat smell was just the wrecking.
Why was there? Smells good to me.
Oh, okay.
That is 5 plus 3, 8.
Okay, you crunch it.
Nice.
Bad.
And then
bludgeoning.
Oh, it's bludgeoning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just, you do destroy it.
Yay!
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Can I keep running past him?
Yeah, of course. You just
so I can go 40 feet.
Nice. That's it behind me.
Disengage just gives them disadvantage to attack me.
Disengage, you don't provoke at all.
I don't provoke at all. I think I'm going to do that instead of Cure Wounds.
Nice. Good.
And then I will. She feels like I'm wasting a
30 feet.
Yes. If they're not going to attack me at all, I'm not healing. I am dashing again. Bonus action, dash.
So how'd you disengage?
Action, disengage.
Oh, okay, bonus action.
Bonus action, dash.
Okay.
And then on my next turn, hopefully I have the opportunity. And there's no way I could get between the two of them here at all.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Blind.
These things don't have high speed or high whiz, right? Like, I think they're kind of not, like, with what I know about skeletons, I wouldn't.
You would say, those. Yeah, their riz is in the basement.
Okay. They're pretty derpy.
I'm going to cast command at second level and tell them to flee.
Ooh.
And they need to make a wisdom save of 16.
They roll pretty well, 14 and 13, though.
Okay.
Their riz is bad. Their riz is bad, their whiz is bad.
Nice.
Perfect. Okay. Let me just double check, because that I will still get attacks of opportunity, right? But they just won't run after us.
On their turn, I think they do it. So, yeah, they.
Or wait. That's a shoot. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to do Cop Sphere. I wanted to do Command. Okay, perfect. And then I will.
Oh. So. What were. I took. My, the hit was 24
and 23.
23, so DC's 10 on both.
It'd be 12 on the weapon.
Okay, so 16 on the first, 16 on the second. Great. So we still have passive death trace.
Okay.
And then I will skedaddle.
A 21 to hit?
That hits.
7 points.
Okay. 7 points. Okay, let me just double check. Bonus action. I can't touch Mahogany, so I can't heal her.
Well, I'm actually going to say this guy starts to move through there. He's difficult. He's the only, him and the skeleton's the only one chasing you all, and the skeletons can take care of them easily. You all are able to go back through the altar. And back out.
Me stressed looking at what I have to just figure out anything.
You make your way down the hallway, convinced that you haven't been chased.
We are convinced?
You're pretty convinced, yeah. Roll me perception checks.
18. 15. That's 12.
21.
You can actually hear somebody say as we dash down the hall, like, they disappeared!
Great.
Fuck yeah. And just the faint voice of a crypt sleeper fucker saying, teleportation.
Good, 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 good. If they think we teleported, that's excellent. I'm healing myself. Don't shit.
You all make your way back out into the cold night. Grateful to be alive, perhaps.
Yeah!
having stumbled into the den of something ancient and evil and unexpected.
Hopefully what we did didn't just sign his death warrant immediately.
I mean, he was going to die anyway. Like, there was nothing that we were trying to make it so he didn't die. And
well,
like,
the captain and the Imperator were doing that. We were trying to cheat.
Yeah, but they weren't going to be successful. I feel like I didn't think they were going to be successful.
We'll never know now. Ugh, that was terrifying.
You can make your way back to your horses, safe for the moment. That's where we'll pick up next time.
That was terrifying.
Holy, that was terrible, scary.
Shit. I'm a little sick of my stomach.
Right. Especially when you were by yourself, and I was like, not again.
Not again!
Like, how, like, we felt bad the first time. This time, like, shame on us.
That one wasn't on me.
We all made a great decision, and it was wrong. It was really wrong.
Okay. Glad you didn't die.
For the archer, as someone who should not be out and about and getting hit, I sure do go almost down on that. A lot.